This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. The nation pays homage to the social reformer and activist Mahatma Jyotiba Phule on his birth anniversary today. Born on this day in 1827, Mahatma Phule, along with his wife Savitri Phule, had championed the cause of women's education and empowerment, besides fighting for the removal of caste system and untouchability. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Union Ministers and other dignitaries paid floral tributes to Jyotiba Phule at Prerna Sthal in Parliament House complex. A number of functions have been organized in different parts of the country to mark this occasion. Mahatma Jyotiba Phule was a visionary social reformer who played a crucial role in challenging the rigid caste system and championing education and equality for women and marginalized communities in India. In 1873, he founded the Satya Shodhak Samaj to advocate for the rights of oppressed communities. Jyotiba Phule's ideology was rooted in equality, justice and rationalism. His relentless pursuit of social justice and empowerment left an indelible mark on the Indian society. The United States and Iran will hold direct talks in Islamabad today to end weeks of conflict in West Asia region. The U.S. delegation will be led by Vice President J.D. Vance, alongside U.S. President Donald Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff and advisor Jared Kushner. Iran will be represented by Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bakher Khalibaf. He is among the highest-ranking officials remaining in leadership following Israeli strikes that reportedly killed several senior figures, including Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Talks are expected to focus on Iran's nuclear enrichment program, ballistic missile development, and the Strait of Hormuz, where hundreds of oil tankers remain stranded or delayed. The four crew members of NASA's Artemis II moon mission returned to Earth early this morning with a splashdown in the Pacific Ocean. It was a triumphant homecoming for the crew of four, whose record-breaking lunar flyby revealed not only swaths of the moon's far side that is never seen before by human eyes, but also a total solar eclipse. Commander Reed Weitzman, pilot Victor Glover, Christina Koch and Canada's Jeremy Hansen were a part of the crew. During the 10-day Artemis II mission, the crew became the first humans to travel towards the moon in more than 50 years, and they set a new record for the farthest distance ever traveled from Earth. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has successfully conducted the second Integrated Air Drop Test IADT-02 for the upcoming Gaganyaan mission at Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. The system is essential to ensure safe recovery of the crew module, the capsule in which astronauts sit during a human flight. After the module's release, the parachute system, comprising 10 parachutes, was deployed, helping the capsule decelerate to a safe splashdown speed. The IADT-02 follows the successful completion of the first IADT, which took place on 24th of August 2025 at the Satish Dhawan Space Center in Sriharikota. Union Minister Jitendra Singh congratulated the ISRO for successfully conducting the test. India's first human space flight will be launched from Sriharikota in 2027. Telangana has been declared Naxal-free following the surrender of the 42 cadres. Telangana DGP B. Shivdhar Reddy announced that the state is now free of armed Maoist presence after 42 cadres of the Communist Party of India, Maoist, including PLGA commander Sodhi Mala, surrendered. The DGP said Telangana State Committee has been completely dismantled. Mr. Reddy said 42 Maoists surrendered along with 36 firearms. India's Meenakshi Goyat bagged silver medal at the Asian Wrestling Championships 2026 after losing the women's 53-kilogram final in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.